Yes, but if we were to cultivate thoughts about God, we can fall into delusion. So if you were to pray the Jesus prayer and think, like, oh Christ, how beautiful you are, I would give you a flower or something like this, I don't know, you will end up falling into delusion. Even if your thoughts, they are. So when we strictly practice Nipsi, let's say for prayer, our intellect has to only be occupied from Jesus' prayer, nothing else. No good, no bad. Equally, good and bad are both bad, because they get you out of your focus, who's Christ, and the prayer. If you want to fight the bad thoughts with good thoughts, you can do that, but that's one way that some fathers they have followed. But the stronger way of fighting is ignoring. So instead of talking back to the tempter and opposing good things, this can work at some cases, but better than doing that, because the tempter knows, has experience of thousands of years, so the argument can go for hours. You think something, the other thought will come, and then it's like having two little angels, a white one and a dark one, and they talk to your ears, like the cartoons. And the argument will go forever. But if you ignore everything and just focus on God, then the time will come that there will not be thoughts, but there will be feelings. So, for example, you will sense what's right. And that's an answer. That's not a thought fighting your logismo. That's an answer. So you have your mind empty, you're praying, and then comes the feeling. I feel in my gut, I feel deep in my existence that I should do this.
Is that a good thing?
Yes. That's the answer. No?
Yes. Yes.
What's the question there?
But if you get that thought,
it's not a thought.
Or that feeling.
Yes. Because it's so deep inside you that if you try to avoid it, you can't. It's like betraying your conscience. But to get there, you need to reject everything else. Every created thoughts of our logic. Because this solution might be something that we never even thought about.
And that's the ecstasy in a spiritual life?
No, that's just a solution to a problem. Anything on that?
Sorry, I'm not sure if which saint said this, but what you were saying brought this to mind, that us trying to fight darkness with our own light, with our own thoughts, our own efforts, is like being in a dark room and lighting a lighter, an anaptira. What's better is to perhaps practice Nipsi and open the door so that the sun can come in. So once the sun comes into the room,
everything's bright.
Everything's all right. So by practicing Nipsi, what you're doing is you're emptying your thoughts and opening the door and saying, here I am as I am, and I'm not allowing any other thoughts to get in, any of my thoughts, any of my good thoughts or bad thoughts, to be in this room with you so that the whole sun can fit in there. Not sunlight, the whole sun coming in. And that's how it works. That's what I heard. I can't remember who it was that said that. But
that's correct. It's very interesting how we're sitting here and we're talking about, basically we're talking about not thinking. In a secular world that everything has to do with logic. Every scientific development has to do with thinking, but we're talking about not thinking. But It is what it is. Spiritual life is different than maths and physics. Anyone else? Yes?
How early and do you teach children Nipsis, or is it parents and people around them that practice Nipsis, and then by osmosis it's a way of being and a way of thinking that the children adopt?
I never thought of that. But it's a very good question. My answer would be, when you see them having a wrong thought, correct them. And when they see your example, that you're not judgmental, that you don't worry if they broke a glass, you don't want to punish them, but you want to hug them and tell them it doesn't matter, just be more careful. So our behavior is what teaches them to have Nipsi in their lives. Because Nipsi goes in every little thing that we do. If we don't have Nipsi, it shows. And if we have Nipsi, it shows. And the children, they won't understand what Nipsi is, but they will understand what you would have done and what they should do. And they will follow the Nipsi path without even knowing that they're practicing Nipsi. So, for example, if, and we said this in the past, if you want to make your children responsible, if they do something wrong, in front of others, take the responsibility yourself and tell them, no, it's not my son's fault, it's mine. They will admire that. They will keep it in mind, because that's not the natural approach that everybody else would have. And then when something happens and they are with their friends, they will not be afraid to take responsibility. And they will not be afraid to come and tell you, I did something wrong, because they know that there is only love in your heart and no punishment or anything. So you can teach them how to practice Nipsi without even telling them if you yourself practice it. It's a natural thing. It spreads. Like the bad things spread, but also the good things spread. And I guess that's the approach that we could have with our children. Yeah. Well, that's a very good question. Anything else? All right.